Today is Wednesday, the 1st of October, the feast of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, in the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Saviour of my soul, this day keep me whole. Can you join in this prayer as you listen? Can you present yourself now to the one who forgives all our failings and shortcomings, who has given himself freely for our sake, and trust yourself entirely to his mercy? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
It's easy to make promises to God in the first flush of enthusiasm, but harder to live by the promises we have made. Jesus' words are challenging as he calls his would-be followers to real commitment. How do you respond to his words? Thank you. Like St. Ignatius in his spiritual exercises, Jesus talks about freedom from disordered attachments, whether to place, people, or tradition. Is there any aspect of your life where you feel the need to grow in freedom? As the reading is repeated, listen out for whatever strikes you, asking for whatever grace it is that you feel you need in response to it.
As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
Take some time now to speak from your heart to God, expressing whatever thoughts, feelings, and desires arise in you at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.